9. Latin America. When President Nixon declared a, quote, war on drugs in the 1970s, the cartels responded by creating a land route up the Pan-American Highway to flood the USA with drugs. In 2013, the Nicaragua Grand Canal project was announced, funded by a Chinese businessman. Intended to provide an alternative to the Panama Canal, it has never been completed. Brazil is included in the BRICS, a group of major countries said to be on the rise economically and politically, but the concept is more fashion than reality. Along with Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they have very little in common with each other. And finally, number 10, the Arctic. The region includes land in parts of Canada, Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and the USA via Alaska. To understand it properly, it pays to view it from the top of the world in a circular fashion. The effects of global warming are now showing more than ever. Claims to sovereignty are not based on the flags of early explorers, but the United Nations Conference on the Law of the Sea, called UNCLOS. This affirms economic rights to the signatories from their shores to a limit of 200 nautical miles. They can then declare an exclusive economic zone and start exploiting oil, gas, and mineral reserves. The Russians are the only country with a heavy military presence in the area. Their fleet in Murmansk has the fastest access to the Northwest Passage in the Barents Sea. What's good about it? The book was written in 2015 and updated in 2019. It is remarkably prescient about most world events occurring today, in particular the war in Ukraine.